It's good to see all of you here this morning. So nice to see all the beautiful faces, the newcomers, the old-timers, and the all-in-betweens. It's good to see you here this morning. Amen. You know what? I really believe that this year is going to be a fantastic year. Amen. Like we sang just now, God is on our side. Amen. And I believe this is the year where we get a lot of breakthroughs. And I take it for my life personally. I hope that you grab it and say, yes, God, I want breakthroughs in my life. And even as a church, we say, God, this is a year of breakthrough. Amen? So say to yourself, this is going to be my year. This is going to be my year. Now turn to your neighbor and say, this is going to be your year. Yes. Grab it. Grab it. Believe it. You know what? If we put faith to our words, God's attention is triggered. Now, I just read somewhere, triggered is a word from 2018. It's not current anymore. But this triggers God's attention, not in a bad way, in a good way. So if we confess it and we believe, God's attention is right there. God pays attention, and I believe He will give us the breakthrough. Amen? Amen? So I believe this is going to be a good year where we will have breakthroughs. Amen. Amen. You know what? Today we're going to go right into the word. Proverbs 16, 1 through 3. Proverbs 16, verses 1, 2, and 3. And there it says, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answers. People may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. Let's read the last portion again. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. You know, last week we heard from Pastor David. No, it was Tuesday. Sorry, I'm getting confused now. Tuesday, the New Year's service, where Pastor David stretched the importance that we have to plan our year. If we want greater success, we have to plan for this year. So I hope and I believe that you already did this week, that you took the homework and that you went home and you said, okay, what do I want to achieve this year? What are my goals? What are the things that I want to see in my life? And what are the things that I can do to reach that goal? And if we commit our actions to the Lord, to God, He will make our plan succeed. Amen? So one of the things that really stood out to me last year was, if we never plan, we failed already. If we fail to plan, we already failed. Okay? So we have to make a plan. We have to plan. We have to set ourselves goals. We have to challenge ourselves. Because once we challenge ourselves, that is where we can say, okay, this is where I want to go. This is my goal. This is what I want to reach. And if anything comes along the way, we can adjust, but we're still going to have that goal in our mind. Amen? So today I'm going to talk about roadmap. Roadmap 2019. And for those older ones like me or even older, you know what is a roadmap. The ones younger than me is like, hey, what is a roadmap? Ever heard of an atlas? Is it called in English atlas? The roadmaps. You know where you open up and then you have all the different maps there. And back in the days when I was young, long, long, long time ago, we had to sit down if you wanted to go anywhere. We had to open the atlas. We had to open the roadmap. Look where we want to go. Look where we are. And then find a way to make sure that we reach our destination. And then we took it to the car. We highlighted the route. We went to the car. Somebody had to read the map and give directions to the driver. Okay, next one left, next one right. Now the younger ones all say, hey, that's exactly what Waze does. That's exactly what Google Maps does today. Correct. But it was a little bit more work when we were younger. But the thing is, if you have a goal, if you have a destination, then you know how to get there. Even if something happens, oh, the road is closed, then there's a detour. But you still can go back to where you want to go. Amen? That's why it's so important that we set ourselves goals, that we plan this coming year. Like it says in Proverbs 16, what we just read, we can make our own plans, but the Lord gives the right answers. But we have to make a plan. First thing is, we can make a plan. Yes, but have we made a plan? Are we planning? Forget about the second part of the verse. We talk about it in the next point. But this point is, have we made a plan? Have we set ourselves a destination, a goal that we want to reach, something that we are after this year? And you know what? This goes far beyond a New Year's resolution. I purposely did not say anything about New Year's resolution because New Year's resolution, like you probably know, don't really work, at least not for my life. Last year, I said it at the Christmas dinner, I wanted to lose 5 kg. New Year's resolution. Chinese New Year comes around. Instead of losing 5 kg, I gained 5 kg. Maybe even more. In fact, I'm not sure, I don't want to lie here, but as far as I remember, I did not step on the scale after Chinese New Year last year. Just to be on the safe side. You know, ignorance is bliss. I said, you know what? I'm not even going to go up there. I'm not going to check my weight. I'm just going to live. But New Year's resolution is something you say, oh, I would like to achieve it and let's see what happens. That is kind of a New Year's resolution. It's like, I would like to see it, so maybe let's just try and see how it goes. This is not planning. Planning goes beyond that. Planning is, what do I really want to reach and how can I get there? And nothing will deter me from reaching that goal. Maybe there will be situations, maybe there will be circumstances that are not favorable for my destination, that I get there. But at the end of the day, I say, you know what? I'm going to take a detour. I'm going to reassess. I'm going to reassign. I'm going to recalculate to get to my destination. That is what planning is all about. Planning to reach your destination, not just something that I would like to get there. You know, if we don't have a plan, we will never reach any destination. We will end up wherever just life takes us. If you don't make a plan, your boss will make a plan for you. Hello. If we don't make a plan, we will never be able to reach any goals that we have set for us. We have to set goals and we have to plan to achieve them. Amen. There's always time to reassess, to replan, to readjust our course. But we have to have a destination in mind. You know, a quote says, life is a journey. Life is a journey, going from one place, birth, up to your death. But planning your life's journey is worth it. Because you don't just end up here or there, but you end up where you want to go. Amen? So that's why it's so important that we plan. Albert Einstein, I'm not sure if it's a true story. Nowadays, you find all kinds of stories on the internet, right? And I'm not even sure if it's true or not, but they said it's a true story. Albert Einstein was on a train going from one place to another. And so then the conductor of the train came, not conductor, but the controller who is checking the tickets. The conductor went through the train checking for tickets. So he went from passenger to passenger asking for the ticket. They would give them the ticket, look at the ticket, and they would stamp the ticket or make like a hole inside. Okay, and then give back the ticket. So now this person reached Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein started to look, okay, where's my ticket? I looked here, look here. And then he started to look frantically, and he couldn't find the ticket. And he was looking, and the controller, the conductor said, you know what? I know who you are, Mr. Einstein. I believe that you bought a ticket. Don't worry about it. I know that you're good for it. Never mind, just sit down. Don't worry about the ticket. So he went on checking the other passengers' tickets, going on. By the end, he ended up all the way in the front of the train, started to come back, now more than 30 minutes later. And he comes through the wagon where Albert Einstein was inside, and this time he was on all his knees, looking for the ticket, looking under the seat, looking here, going to the other side, looking, where is the ticket? And he couldn't find the ticket. And the conductor said, you know what, Albert Einstein, Mr. Einstein, it's okay. You don't have to show me the ticket. I believe that you bought the ticket. But Albert Einstein replied, you know what? It's not about I have to show you my ticket, but I need my ticket because I don't know where I'm going. In order for him to know where he is going, he needs to see the ticket. So he made a plan before. He planned, I'm going to go from here to there. He went and took actions. He went and bought the ticket, got to the train, sat inside, going to his destination. But something happened along the way. He lost the ticket. He forgot where he was going. And now he needed to find it in order for him to get back on track. Back to his destination where he wanted to go. And that is very true what happens in our life. We make plans. We have plans for the future. And things come along the way that derail us. A detour happens. Something happened that we did not expect. But you know what? God can bring us back if we plan. Amen? God can bring us back if we plan. If we say, God, no, I'm not just going to go anywhere the life carries me. I'm not just going to go where the wind blows me, like Lalang. I'm not just going to go with the wind, blowing here, blowing there. I'm just going to end up wherever. I'm going to plan for my future. Amen? You know what? Having 5 kids, I am forced to plan for the future. Just talking to some of the guys upstairs at the pre-service, they say, you know what? 5 is enough. Chukup. Close shop. The factory is closed. The door. Okay, enough of that. So the thing is, because I said we have to plan to get our 5 kids through college. So we have to start to plan ahead. We have to start setting money aside now to save more, to make sure that we have enough when the time comes. And pray with me that there won't be any detours anymore coming along. No, we have a goal and we have to plan for it. Amen? If things happen, we can readjust, reassess, and reroute to reach the goal that we have set. But we have to make plans. We have to make a plan. We have to come up with something where we say, this is what we're after. And of course, the best thing is if you listen to God's guidance. My second point. Listen to God's guidance. Let's skip the first point. No, listen to God's guidance. In verse 1, the second part of the verse where we went through. The first part is we can make our plans. So we have to make plans. Second part says, but the Lord gives the right answer. The Lord gives the right answer. So when we make our plans, keep it open for God's input. Ask God, what is it that you want me to accomplish? What is it that you want to do with my life? What am I supposed to reach this year? What am I supposed to do? And then plan accordingly. The thing is, don't just make your own plans. Let God be involved. Amen? Because the thing is, when God gives input, if He shows us what to do, we will know that it is the right thing to do. Amen? We will know if it's the right thing to do. With God's input, we can plan properly and set the goal that God wants us to reach. We are good in setting ourselves goals and destinations and things that we want to reach. But what about our spiritual life? Don't forget about the spiritual life that you have. To say, I want to reach this. I want to reach this with God. I want to go deeper with God. I want God to have more input in my life. I want God to really lead and guide me in my life. Not just a little bit here and there. I don't just want to go to church and feel His presence, but I want God involved in my life. And I believe that is something that we can really set ourselves for this year to say, God, I want You to be more involved in my life. You know, we are good in compartmentalizing. You know what we had? I'm not even sure when it was. The marriage seminar. Was it last year or the year before? Where it says, you know, men are we have boxes in our brains. Everything goes in one box. One is work, one is family life, one is the love life, it's the wife, one is the children, another one is your hobbies, another one, all boxes. And they're not really connected, they're not crossing each other. But then the women's brain is different. There's one huge box and everything is inside. Everything interconnects, everything crosses over, everything goes here and there, isn't connected with anything else. But you know what? I believe in our life, we shouldn't compartmentalize, okay, this is my spiritual life, and this is my life that I have from Monday to Saturday. It is all one. If God looks at us, he doesn't look like, okay, this is your normal life, and this is your spiritual life. He looks at us, he looks at our life, and that is our life. How we live our life, if we include him in our lives or not, that is our life. It's not like, okay, this is my box for Sunday morning and cell group and every church activity. And this is my other box where everything, my other life is happening. And only on a Sunday morning do I go to the other box and start to take out what I have in this box. And they don't interconnect with each other for the rest of the week. That is not how we are supposed to live. We are supposed to live as one. That our Christian life, our beliefs, our moral standard, what we know of God and who he is, has to affect every other area of our lives. Amen? Because then can we become effective. Then can we become the person that God wants us to be, right at the working place where he placed us, if we only let him be part of it. If we let him be part of our lives. So listen to God. What is it that God wants us to reach? What is it what I can do where God can be involved? Amen? Because if he does, and we commit our actions to him, our plans to him, the plan will succeed. Amen? There's nothing worse with setting yourself goals in life and then later on realizing, this is not what I wanted at all. You know, I have many of my friends now, we are really going hard on the 40s now. Almost there already, my friends, school friends. And now they're starting to get married. Now they're starting to have children. I'm already had a head start. You know, they're focused on career first and all these things. And now they're saying, you know what? I wish I would have started earlier. I wish I would have gotten married a few years younger. I wish I would have a child already. They're feeling now they're running out of time. In other words, they're already in their midlife. Hopefully not a crisis, but a midlife. You know, to find out if you're in the midlife, in the middle age already, just take your age, double it. Do the math in your head. If you would die at that age, and it's a tragedy, everyone, he died so young, that means you're still young. So if you take your age now, you double it, and you say, okay, I'm going to pass away today at that age, and everybody say, oh, he had a good life. It's like, okay, you're already middle-aged. You're heading towards the other side of life already. Someone's like, okay, I'm 60 now, 120, like, oh my goodness, that means you're already old. Okay, that, I guess that is a new measurement to figure out if you're still young, if you're middle-aged, or if you're already heading towards heaven. No, we have to plan. And the good thing is, no matter where we are in life, it's a good time to start now. If you're young, even better. Don't waste your young years. Figure out what you want to do, what God wants you to do with your life, and make in a plan in accordance to that. Don't waste the years. If we are middle-aged and say, okay, maybe it's time to reassess, what would God want me to do with my life? Find the right answers with God. Make a plan, but find out what God wants you to do with your life. So when we come to that time where it's time to say goodbye, that we don't look back in our life and regret of the decisions that we have made. Amen? And no matter how old we are, it's always a good plan to reassess. What do I really want to accomplish with my life? Let's reprioritize what is going on in my life. Amen? And God wants to lead you. God wants to help us. He wants to show us so that we don't waste away our years. He has a good plan for us, a plan to prosper us, a plan that can be effective. And as far as I can tell, what I and the people that I have met so far, if you are in the plan of God, you will never be disappointed. You will not regret the decisions that you have made because you know this is what God had planned for my life. I can do this because I know God is in it. Amen? God wants to lead you, but we have to listen to Him. God wants to give us the right answer, but we have to open to Him, to listen, to hear what He wants us to do. Amen? So make a plan, but let God be involved. Let God give you the right answers, what you are supposed to do with your life, to make sure that we don't waste our years. You know, there's a young couple, just got married, we're living with the parents now, it's time for them to look for their own apartment. So they started to look in the area that they wanted to go in, started to look at different houses, different apartments. So they came across one that a brother found. And the brother brought them to the apartment, and they really liked it. Nice place. But it was over their budget. But only because the brother said, come, let's go. They didn't want to disappoint the brother because he went through all the trouble to make the appointment, to see the place. So they said, okay, we're just going to follow just because the brother set up the appointment, but it's actually over our budget. So they went, they saw the place, nice place, but it's over the budget. So they said, you know what, we cannot do it. So they waited a few months. Then what happened is the price came down. It was still over their budget. But now they felt in their heart, prayed about it, you know what, maybe we should go for it. We have to cut down a little bit here and there. It's over the budget, but I really feel good about this. They prayed about it, felt good about it. They went and got the place. Now, years later, they work right across from their apartment. Good place. The place has come up. Now it's worth a lot more than what they spent. And because they followed God's guidance, now they have a good place right where they work. Very convenient. That is a lot worth more than what they spent at first. Amen? And that happened to Jerry and Stephanie. Amen? Somebody from our church. Not just people out there who hear something on the internet. It happened to people right in our church. If you listen to God's guidance and let Him be involved in your decision making, you will not go wrong. Amen? There's nothing that you will regret later on because you let God be the one who gives you direction in life. Amen? This is what we need to do, is to say, God, I want you involved in my life. God, I want to plan. I want to set myself goals. I want to reach that destination. But God, how can I do it? Is it what you have in store for me? Is it what you really want me to do? And then follow what God gives us. Amen? Proverbs 15:21 says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many counselors bring success. Proverbs 19:21 says, you can make plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. Proverbs 20:18, plans succeed through good counsel. Don't go to war without the advice of others. What is the lesson we can learn? Seek the right counsel. And who better to ask than to God? Who better to get involved in the decision-making of your future than God Himself, who has created you with your likes and dislikes, with your character, with what you are and who you are today? Let Him be involved in your decision-making. Amen? And we will never go wrong. You know what? If you have pain in your back, I don't think that you would go to Dr. Kong Sing. For those who know, Dr. Kong Sing is a dentist. So if your tooth is pain, then you go and see him. Maybe he can prescribe some painkiller. I don't know. But the thing is, if you have a backache, you go to Dr. Chin, Dr. BB, to a general practitioner. If you have a toothache, you go to a dentist. If you want to learn to play the piano, you don't go to see somebody who is remodeling houses. You're going to a music school, music teacher. True or not? If you are going to buy a new car, you don't go to Renish's car detailing shop. Now, he can make your old car look new, but if you're looking for a new car, you go to a car dealership. So go to the right place, seek the right counsel, and your plans will succeed. Now, when we talk about the future, who better to ask than God? He knows what the future holds. He knows what is ahead of us. Amen? So if we ask him and get him involved, there is no better counsel and our plans will succeed. Amen. Number three, we have to check our motives. We have to make a plan and get God involved in it. And then check the motives why you want to reach that goal, why you set yourself that destination. Verse 2, people may be pure in their own eyes, but the Lord examines their motives. So check your motives. If you say, I think I'm right, then ask God, God, is it the right thing to do? Am I doing this out of the right motives? Am I doing it because you want me to do it or just because of my ambition in life? And then adjust your plans accordingly. Why do I want a bigger house? Is it because I really need the extra room? Or is it because of prestige? Because of what my neighbors might think? Do I really need a new car? Why? Is it because the old one is getting really old? I cannot trust it anymore? Maybe we're going to break down? Or is it because you want to show off to your neighbor? Why do you want a new job? Is the old one really holding you back? Is it frustrating, stressful? Or is it because you want something new, something more exciting? Because you have done the old thing enough. What is the motive behind it? Why do you want the promotion? Is it just for the money? Or is it because you really work hard and people see the work that you put in? What is the motive behind it? We want a bigger church. Why do we want a bigger church? What is the motive behind it? Is it so that we have a bigger crowd, that we have a better atmosphere? Or is it so that people's lives are really going to be touched? What are the motives? What are the motives that we have to set ourselves these goals? Make plans. Get God involved. And ask yourself, why do I want to see this happening? Why do I want to see it? And if we can say yes because of the right reasons, we can ask whatever we want and God will give it to us. Amen? James 4:3 says, when you ask and you do not receive, it's because of wrong motives, that you may spend it only on your own pleasures. If we ask and we don't receive, it's because of wrong motives. So it's time to plan, but then it's time to get God involved. Because once we get God involved, our motives can be pure. Amen? Not our own ambition, not our own dreams, not because we want to just see these things happen, because God directed us and our motives are pure and we will be successful. Amen? You know what? There's a story about this fiancé who broke up with his fiancé. And so a few weeks later, he wrote her a nice little note and said, you know what? It was the biggest mistake ever to break up with you. Can you please forgive me and take me back? There's not a day that goes by that I miss you and I really want to get back to you. Can you take me back? And then down there, P.S. and congratulations on winning the lottery. What is the motive behind it? Did he really want to get back to her because he really missed her? Or now he is missing the opportunity of becoming a millionaire? What are the motives? What are the things? Why do we want to see these things happening in our life? If we get God involved, get God guidance, we can end up at the right place. Amen? You know what little children unashamedly say? Watch me, daddy. Mommy, look, look. You know, teenagers, they want to be popular. They want to talk like the friends, dress like the friends, be like the friends. And as adults, we worry, what will my coworkers think? What will my neighbors think? We are so concerned about what people might think that sometimes that can motivate us in the wrong way. What will people think? Oh, I have to live up to that expectation. People see me, oh, a Matsali. Matsali must be rich, must be successful. So I could come to the place, you know what? I'm just a pastor of a church. I have to get rich. And my motive could become just what other people think of me. And that is not a right motive. And my plans will not succeed. Amen? So make a plan. Get God involved. Let him guide you. Check your motives so that our plans can be successful. Number four, commit your plans to God. Commit your actions to God so that your plans will succeed. Amen? Decide, commit, and succeed. That's what it's about. Make a plan, commit it to God, see His guidance, His input, so that you can reach and be successful. Amen. You know what? At the wedding reception that we had in Germany, Joanna and myself, long time ago, we got married here. Then we went back to Germany for my side of the family. We had a reception there. So some of the youth in the church there, they planned for some activities. And it's common that at a reception of a wedding, you play games. And it's usually that the parents of the couples against the newlywed couple. They have games that they have to play against each other. So one of the games was, they had two little toy cars for children that you sit on, and then they go, and then they drive here and there through the house. Small little toy car. So I had to sit on this side, on the small little toy car, and my dad was sitting on the other side, also on the small little toy car. And then they blindfolded us. So I couldn't see anything. Then they put obstacles all throughout the stage. And now the wife, my mom, to my dad, Joanna had to give me directions to go through, avoid the obstacles, and cross the finish line. Whoever would cross the finish line first would win. So I was there now on the little toy car, blindfolded, listening to Joanna give me direction. Okay, straight, no, stop. Okay, now go right, no, the other right. Oh, yeah. Give me directions. So you have to listen and follow the instruction. And I don't know who won. I really don't know if I won or my dad won. Probably my dad, okay? I'm not sure. But the thing is, I had to listen. Listen to instruction and follow the instruction. And up to today, the bossing around has not stopped. That's the next question. Am I listening to the instructions or not? Do I follow the instructions? But the thing is, you are there, you're blindfolded, you don't see what's coming, you don't know where to go. So you're determined to listen and follow instruction. And you know what? If we put our lives in God's hand, and that's what it means, commit your actions to God. We commit our actions to God, and we expect God to lead us, to guide us, to make the decisions according to what God wants us to do. Now this, please don't make it super spiritual and say, okay, in the morning you stand in front of your wardrobe and you say, God, what am I supposed to wear today? I only gonna wear exactly what you want me to do. Okay, we're gonna start with the underwear. What underwear do you want me to wear? The cream one, the blue one, the black one, the nice one, the old ones. God, which one? Don't make it super spiritual. God wants to be involved in our life. And we have to give more attention to Him, absolutely. But don't go all the way out there and say, you know what, I'm not going to do anything until God tells me exactly what to do. That is like you're going into a car, you're sitting behind the steering wheel, and you say, God, where am I supposed to go? And then you start the steering wheel, and you turn it here, turning there, but nothing is happening. But once you start driving and you turn the steering wheel, the car follows where you steer it. Amen? So when we in our life say, God, what am I supposed to do? What do you want me to do in my life? Make a plan. Start to get going. But let God direct your steps. If you ask Him, He will give you the right answers. If you commit your actions to Him, the way that you decide, the way that you make decisions in your life, if you get Him involved and you commit that to God, your plans will succeed. Amen? So we have everything what we need to succeed this year. Make a plan. Listen to God. Get Him involved. Check your motives. And let God direct your actions. And you will succeed. Amen? Like we said at the beginning, this is going to be my year. How is it going to be my year? By letting God lead me. By getting God involved in my life. That is how we will be successful. By letting Him direct our steps. By committing our actions, our plans to Him. That is how we can be successful this year. Amen? Amen? I believe it's time to rise up to our feet and respond to God. Say, God,